Tax treatment of trees and woodlands. Tax treatment of commercial woodlands can be a difficult area to navigate. However, we thought briefly summarizing a few points of interest might help. Let's take a look. Income tax and corporation tax. Commercial woodlands are not taxable as long as the activities are conducted in a view to making profits. With this being the case, the following applies. Income from the sale of timber from the ownership of commercial woodlands is exempt from both income tax and corporation tax. The exemption only applies if the timber cut or felled is not altered or transformed prior to sale. Profits arising from the occupation of commercial woodlands are not chargeable. Capital allowances cannot be claimed on capital expenditure incurred on plant or machinery connected with commercial woodlands. Please note that if the woodland is connected with or attached to an existing farming trade, special consideration will have to be given as to the tax status of the operation. Relief is not available for losses suffered, expenditure incurred on the preliminary clearance of woodland or other preparation of land for forestry purposes. Capital gains tax. Profits from the sale of trees in commercial woodlands are exempt from capital gains tax. This exemption applies whether the trees are standing or have been felled. A growing timber crop, but not the land it grows on, is exempt from capital gains tax, where managed as a commercial investment. Inheritance tax. A commercial woodland that forms part of someone's estate is unlikely to qualify for agricultural relief. However, business relief may be available where the following conditions are met. The woodlands are being actively used in a business, which is managed with a view to a profit. The rules excluding investment businesses from obtaining business relief do not apply. The woodlands need to have been owned and occupied by the transferor for at least 2 years before the transfer. If the woodlands qualify for 100% business relief, inheritance tax will not be chargeable in relation to either the land or the trees. If neither agricultural relief or business relief apply but the trees are growing, then woodlands relief may be available. For further information, please do refer to the government's official webpage or feel free to give us a call. As agricultural and horticultural accounting specialists, we are always poised to help. In short, navigating the tax treatment of commercial woodlands can indeed be complex. With exemptions for income tax, corporation tax, and capital gains tax, as well as potential reliefs like business relief and woodlands relief, understanding how these rules apply to your operations is crucial. Whether you are managing a standalone woodland or one connected to a farming trade, it's essential to stay informed to make the most of these tax benefits. As specialists in agricultural accounting, we can help you navigate these intricacies. Our team can provide tailored advice and support to ensure you maximize your tax reliefs and manage your commercial woodlands effectively. So, if this is something you feel you would benefit from, please do call us today. We are always happy to walk you through and assist in any way we can to secure your business's bright future. Telephone Midhurst, 01730 817 243. Telephone Chichester, 01243 782 423. Telephone Whiteley, 01489 287 782. About our agricultural accounting expert Lewis Pridgen, IAAP, MIAB, MART, at Lewis Pridgen, IAAP, MIAB, MART, at our agricultural accounting expert, joined the tax team back in 2013. As a full member of the Association of Taxation Technicians, he has extensive knowledge in various areas of tax and accountancy in addition to his specialism in agricultural accounting. If you'd like to speak to one of our experts about, please call 01243 782 423. Alternatively, please email us from our contact page. And we will be in touch. We also update our YouTube channel regularly with new content. See here.